This guy, look at this, look at this guy. Look at him. As happy as he wants to be.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see.
Oh, wait.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
I think it is, motherfuckers. Number one.
Nobody's looking for you.
KG, where's my belt? Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me.
Nobody is looking for you, Otis.
As the reigning, defending, undisputed 2024 picks Le Champion.
Provisional.
Say it again.
Provisional.
How are you going to be provisional? I just provided y'all with the first
provisional.
Win. Of 2024
champion. You can't be a 2024 champion until the end of the year. But right now, you're just the champion.
Oh, so I'll bite. That would make me the reigning, defending, undisputed 2023 picks champion.
If you want to bring up old shit, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, 2023 is past.
Foremost, a.k.a. Black French. Make sure you get your drink on to help me celebrate. And trophysmack.com, where I just smacked these two jabronis with this trophy. The trophy over there with the big guy, KG. Show it again. Show it again. You ain't got nothing better to do. Show it again. Come on with it. Yes, look at that. It's sexy. Oh, it's sexy. Look at that logo. Oh, snap. Oh, don't we have the WrestleManiacs on there? That way you can see that too. Get up close. Show the peoples. Show the peoples. That way they know that, you know, we represent it. Yes, look at that. Sexy. Sexy. Oh, that's some sex right there too. Ooh, look at that. You see them women's over there dancing on the intro? They was dancing for me because they knew I won.
Go ahead and get hit with the unicorn tonight.
Hey, guys. I didn't know y'all was here. I'll tell you what. Let me show you how confident I am in, you know what I'm saying, some garden tools over there dancing for us. That's a waving right there. So you ain't even got to worry about a unicorn. That's what champs do. We make sure we are close by in proximity so we don't handle problems. Learned that from a pimp named Slickback.
Well,
anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as you can ascertain, Mr.
Bill Hurtains. Let's be clear. I did not sleep with that woman. I do not know Hurtains.
And he's got the belt for right now. So, you know, we had congratulations and whatever. You know, you'll be all right.
I pretty much did what I came to do. I saw, I told y'all what was gonna happen. Well, yeah, been a pretty eventful month so far.
Can we get to the Royal Rumble react and get this going?
Oh, yes, that's right. There was a pay-per-view, a premium live event that happened tonight that, you know, caused there to be some controversy amongst the trio. I was confident in exactly what I said was going to happen. So we will recap it in the order of the winning picks that I made, minus this first one. So we're going to go out of order of what was aired, but let's talk about Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. In perspective, almost a match of the night. The second match was
I can't give a match of the night for this one for tonight. This was this whole pay-per-view was just like
I got one that I think is kind of a little bit more you can favor or lean towards. There's no clearing glazing winner, but there's one that you know you could kind of lean into, like, you know, okay, I kind of get it. But what'd you think of Logan Paul's performance? We knew KO was gonna show up and show out. But the finish, you know, I thought was smart. That way that gives them an opportunity to build a little bit more, make that a Mania-worthy match. And then, you know, that's something that can probably go on Mania Saturday and be an in-between buffer. But, you know, still give Logan Paul a WrestleMania moment and as well as give KO a WrestleMania moment for a possible title change. What was your thoughts, Sumo?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good match for what it was. Logan did his thing. KO, like you said, he did his thing. The aspect of the brass knuckles, especially with them being brought in by Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, you know, what was the point of that? But you know, to bring them into
it. It was the distraction. Think about it like a magician.
Why them specifically? Why them?
Well, you just needed two heels.
Especially since they were going to be in the match. So, I don't know.
Just two heels. I was thinking about it on Friday. I'm like, man, I haven't seen Austin Theory really in anything major in quite some time. We see Grayson Waller. But what the heck is A-Town down?
I mean, I do know they did have a storyline. I thought they ended that storyline they had with them for, you know, with him and them and Kevin Owens to go to this. Did. But I don't know.
Nah, you know. Just something. A transitional. I mean, just like find a way to get the Nux in. What about you, KG?
Find a way to get the Nux in.
The Nux. The Nux.
Too much foremost. Let me explain something. Well, I guess I'll get to that when we talk about Royal Rumble and that the phrase of the night. But I can't give it match of the night. I mean, I didn't like the finish.
No, I'd say match of the night. I said it's kind of close. I have a particular one I think was match of the night, but I was saying it's almost for what we had. You know, it was a pretty good match. It's better than the Fatal 4-Way.
Perry said this could have been just two Royal Rumble matches. The non-Royal Rumble matches were meant. I agree. You know, I'm not a Logan Paul, Jake Paul. I don't really care for those dudes too much. It's so many people that have left blood on mats around the world that deserve to be in that position more than they do. And I honestly think that if that was Ricochet, Mustafa Ali, Aleister Black, you know, guys like that in that position where Logan Paul is, it'd be more exciting. But I didn't like the finish. I mean,
Yeah, I said, you know, it wasn't horrible. It was okay for what it was, you know. But my lean into, like I said, if we had to pick one, match of the night would end up being the Women's Royal Rumble. Only reason why I lean into that as because and versus the men's, you know, we had a major pop moment between the three of us. Pause on that one, but you know what I'm talking about with Jordynne Grace. Then we had Naomi come back. So, you know, that was really good. And also mostly because my pick Bayley won.
Let's not forget the elephant in the room. Let's not forget the main attraction.
I was saving that for you because I knew one of you two was gonna, you know, do your normal. We haven't had it happen in a while since it involved Nia, but you know, go ahead. Have at thee. We haven't been YouTube in a while.
With Jade Cargill?
That was the payoff. That stare down was the payoff.
Oh, I thought it was a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, what wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah.
Well, you know, bad motion in the camera angle that, you know, just was in the wrong spot or the right spot at the wrong time, depending on how you look at it. Yep.
With who?
Jade.
Yeah, you're gonna miss that.
Yeah, you did. Big time.
Y'all got to go back and watch that.
There was a moon out tonight.
But you know that match, you know, outside of those obvious,
it was Saturn out there tonight. There was plenty of moons out there.
Well, I say if nothing else, it gave them the opportunity to, you know, put some feelers out to see what how much money they could draw with Jade versus Bianca, Jade versus Nia, and then we still have another elephant in the room: Jade versus Rhea Ripley.
Wait! Jade versus Becky. You got so many ways you can go with this.
Well, yeah, you could add that too, but I think you know, at least those are, man. You know, that's money in the bank right there. Pun intended. Well, expectation.
Let me say this real quick. I turn over to come. Just come on. Just peek in here real quick. This kid got something to say.
What I gotta say?
Caden Carter.
There's nothing to say about that.
Yeah, but it ain't nothing to say. He was popping up.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah, it does.
He had a pretty good showing. I was expecting a Kofi moment from I still call her Katie Catanzaro, but from Katana Chance. I thought she was going to do something, but we ended up getting it didn't really pay off too much, but a bunch of memes out of Kairi Sane with her grasping on. I don't know if that was a botch or that was the actual spot, but
I think that was a spot that turned into a botch,
right?
Yeah, because she tried it. She got that 1 foot down, and she tried it, but she wasn't going to get back up after the way she was up.
She didn't have that arm strength on that one. Oscar was holding on for dear life. But
a few more chances might have helped on that one.
I agree with that. I agree. But like I said, you know, that match in its totality ended up being the most entertaining versus the other two matches down the pike. The first one being the Fatal 4-Way. I'm not going to lie. We knew what the end result was, so that was a go-to-the-bathroom moment. You know, grab a quick snack, talk on the phone. You know, we knew how it was going to end. However way they got there, Roman was going to walk out. That was a unanimous decision on that one.
Perry said a great way to debut and feature Jade. And he got he fleshing it out. Jade versus Nia this year. Jade versus Bianca next year.
Could be, but then with it being TKO, I'd probably put both in 2024.
You got programs that you could work, and
that's just, you know, from a negotiation standpoint. Netflix has got to start hot, so you know, either one of those two matches with Raw going on Netflix, you know, they've got to, you know, have some build up and a couple things cooking to lead up into that, probably tag matches and stuff like that too. So the women's division is actually starting to look more exciting than the men's, you know, because we're kind of running out of men to make something, you know, rather fresh and brand new, unless they, you know, use some new talent like we saw. It was good to see Carmelo Hayes come in. Omos, I still think, is an attraction since we potentially could be losing Brock Lesnar for, you know, just general European purposes. So we'll have to see how that plays out. So they've kind of got a dip in to the NXT bin or possibly the TNA Ben, you know, if we do some more cross promotion. But what did y'all think about Bron Breakker?
So Bron came in and did his thing.
Yeah.
Bron came in and did his thing. So,
it made
yeah,
him look real good tonight.
Yeah.
Real good.
Did you catch the color scheme?
Yeah, I did.
Perry says Bron needs to be main roster. I agree with that.
Yep.
I agree with this too. Omos is a trash.
Nah.
He got work to do.
Now he has work, but he's working like a big man. But if nothing else, he's working like a 80s big man. With 90s and 2000 potential is what I would say. But you can't find a specimen like that that's not playing basketball. Go ahead, KG. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. As much time as you've been in WWE, you should be way better than what you are right now. And Perry says the TNA deal is a one-off. I hope not.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
It's not necessarily a one-off, but think about it. 2 years straight, they've had the knockouts champion in the Royal Rumble. Last year, it was Mickie James. This year, it was Jordynne Grace.
But Mickie James had dropped the title the weekend before, or earlier that
week. Oh, she brought the title in.
Yeah, she wore it.
She wore the title into the match. Yeah, and they acknowledge it. Exactly. So,
and if you're thinking about Naomi dropping to Jordynne right before the Rumble, knowing that we all knew Naomi was coming back to WWE and pretty much going to be in the Rumble, we just were shocked that Jordynne happened.
Right.
Hold on. Let me say this. First, Perry said, cop out. He Kali. I agree with that. That's what he is. He's the great Kali.
No, Kali could move. Kali was literally choppy, 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 choppy. Omos can, he has motion. He is a true athlete. You can't be a high flyer because it doesn't make sense. You know, he can't, you know, kip up and do things that are just, he can do it, but he shouldn't do it.
How much longer do we give him though?
Well, we have to give him somebody to play off of. You know, and that's the one thing they haven't done yet. They've used him as, you know, the heater and everything else, which is fine. So he gets under the learning tree. You know, now he's with MVP. He can be put in situations. I still think it would have been better if they would have put back the Hurt Business and put him in it. So that way, you know, you can have the Hurt Business versus, he could face, Damian Priest and, you know, do all kind of stuff with the Judgment Day. But I think
he'd still be the heater, though. He would still be the heater, though.
Yeah, but he would have more match opportunities. Like I said, him versus Priest, he could do stuff. Him versus Dom, they can do stuff. Him versus Finn, they can do stuff. Him versus Truth, they could just feed Truth to him. You know, it gives him some range. I think that may be what you guys are not seeing is the range of what he can do. You know, he didn't say, hey, this is my house in the Royal Rumble.
Well, not done that in a while. Frankly. So, you know.
So, you know, yeah. He's learned. It's just he needs somebody to – him versus Cody in a strong program or him versus Drew McIntyre or somebody. Or maybe even The Miz, because The Miz is great on helping people cross that finish line. In a lot of instances, he just needs somebody like that that can play off and give him the opportunity to dig deep into something because he can talk. You know, he doesn't sound – it's not like my issue with Asuka where her English is still super broken, but you've been over here a long time. Or Nakamura, you know, we're going to push you, but you can't speak. Half your promos is, you know, on your native tongue. Omos can actually speak good English. We just have to connect with it. I'd put him in a Judgment Day, in the Bloodline, to learn under Paul Heyman. I know it wouldn't make sense, but I mean, if we can link him with Paul Heyman or somebody that can really just help him get there, Omos can pay dividends.
Well, get to a couple of these comments. Perry says no. Mickie James had just won the title. Naomi has one more match in TNA this week, teaming with Jordan, which was my, for me, that was my pop. First, it was Jordan, then it was Nia. And you know, when Nia came out, the first thing I said was, she's not like most girls, and then she went and proved it.
Yep. Well, a lot of those TNA shows are taped anyway. They tape a month to 2 months at a time. So, you know, that was already taped. Just like they just had that match with Okada and Motor City Machine Guns and the Six Man. They taped that a few weeks ago. So yeah, but yeah. Naomi's in. She's signed, and you know you won't be seeing her outside of that tape, and you won't see her in there anymore.
Yeah. So, and Perry did what she needed to do and proved her value, and you know you could even see it in the match. You know how she wrestled once she finally got back into the groove was totally different than what we saw in prior with you know Funkadactyl Naomi. So, you know, she pulled a Drew McIntyre left and came back better, which is what you're supposed to do. Shoot, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Dolph Ziggler come back, you know, after he gets a title run and pops back in maybe next year or something like that. Just because, you know, they shouldn't really let him go, but it was time for him to go. Almost to Perry's point, I don't agree with that for Omos, but, you know, you could say the same thing about Dolph Ziggler. How many years to have him, you know, just be a journeyman without giving him another major title reign? But he's out there outworking a lot of people. So, you know, he goes out there, did what Naomi did, become champion, come back. Hey, you know, he could pop into the Rumble and, you know, be the next CM Punk in return, for lack of a better term, and, you know, opportunities. But overall, just going back to the women's championship, like I said, that was my match of the night just because it had more moments. It was a lot more entertaining. The countdowns actually, you know, made sense into the flow. And honestly, I had forgotten about Jade Cargill. So as I was thinking, I was waiting to see if we was going to get Mercedes, if TKO was going to, you know, surprise us and cut that big check. If not for a one night opportunity versus, you know, a longevity contract, but I was happy with Jade coming where she did, and it was smart. And, you know, she did good business. She looked good, and no issues at all. And everybody popped when she picked up y'all girlfriend. And, you know, the rest is history. So I don't think we're going to see her for a little bit more. But, you know, she did what she needed to do, and that match did what it needed to do to help a lot of people out. Do you think they should have had maybe some nostalgia in there? Should have been some Hall of Famers, or were you happy with no Hall of Famers in the women's match?
Yeah, the Hall of Famer thing is passe. We don't need, I mean, we had Natalya. That's all we needed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was hoping still for Jacqueline, though, because she was making a case, or still is making a case, you know, to come back and have one more opportunity. And, you know, why not the Rumble? She could just be there. You know,
you get physical. Man, exactly, but you know, she wasn't needed. I mean,
yeah.
it was 30 picks that they got. You know, it was a nice 30 they brought out.
Yeah, we could have pulled out Shotzi and slid in Jacqueline though.
Shotzi,
hold on. Yeah, we could have pulled Shotzi.
I don't know about Shotzi.
You'd have left her in.
I'd have left Shotzi in. Maybe if I was going to replace anybody, it'd probably be what's her name?
Don't say Chelsea Green, because you know.
No, not Chelsea Green.
Yeah. Poison Pixie.
Yeah, Gargano's wife. Yeah, I would replace her.
Yeah, or at least eliminated her first before they did Indy Hartwell. They did Indy wrong this year. What the hell is Dexter Lumis, by the way? We need him back, too. He could have that would have been a great spot. She's about to get eliminated. Dexter, you know, slides out and saves her again and puts her back in. But, you know, that is what it is on that. So let's move on to the third match. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know you. Well, you know, You know, we have reduced time in the late night.
And we gonna get to all of that. You gotta get to these comments. Like you blowing, through the stop signs.
You frozen. I don't know what number you're on.
Because you keep blowing through the stop sign.
What stop sign? I mentioned it.
I said, hold on.
You still got the same one on the screen for like 5 minutes.
And I said, hold on.
Hold on. Hey, James, you see what happened when he actually got video? Now he won't take over the show. Go ahead and put yourself on screenshot.
Hey, he's supposed to take over the show. Go ahead, KG.
He can't take over the show. KG. He ain't got no championship.
That's okay.
No wiener.
Perry says, how many years you got? Give it up. I'm talking about Omaz. Cut your losses. I'm at that point. Nick under a 2-year deal. Talking about Dolph Ziggler. Expect Mercedes Moné to debut on AEW right before Rev.
For what? She's not going to move the needle over there. That'd be a waste of her value. She's better in Japan.
Well, he also says, exactly, let the Hall of Famers do autograph tables. Here's the thing. I said this, and I was so bored with the men's Royal Rumble. I was like, we ain't get there yet. Excuse me?
How you going to jump?
We talking about Hall of Famers here. I had an anecdote. And
if
I thought
this was about 10:30, you'd be eating right now, and then you'd be a lot more calm. You hyped up.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this back and forth is brought to you by Fort Mose Whiskey.
Get your black drink.
You need to get you, who is a black-owned company that provides a great product in whiskey and the bourbon field. So Fort Mose, we got it for you. www.buyfortmose.com/discount/maniacs and get your 10% off when you order online. They got a whiskey for a bourbon. They also have a rye and they have a rum for you. So I might have a little something for y'all next week. Dry January is ending for me. So hopefully if things work out, I got a little something special for you next week. So go ahead and get that order in and check us out next week and see what I got for you. Now, back to the Men's Royal Rumble and shut y'all's asses up.
Well, I was going to go to the Fatal 4-Way.
That too.
Before the Men's Royal Rumble. But since you just defused the situation.
Exactly.
Now there's KG no longer has heat. So
that tidbit brought to you by Polar Seltzer Water. Tonight we doing Raspberry Lime. Since it's dry January.
If we throwing out sponsors, my WrestleMania drink was brought to you by Stars and Stripes. No relation to United States of America, but it was in relation to $1.25. And if you're wondering, in typical American fashion, it's 20 grams of sugar, so it will kill your ass. But it's good as hell. Diabetes. For real.
Well, mine is no grams of sugar. As a matter of fact, mine's got nothing in it but water.
Well, mine is sponsored by Metformin. Just remember, as you're taking it, you may have to pee a little bit more frequently that first month. Just know that in advance. Metformin. You don't want that shit. So exercise, you know,
where all the stuff
that 40 years of Hogan talked about. Don't get the diabetes and the high sugar. So, sorry, where we leave off at?
Are we going to do Fatal 4-Way or are we going to do the Royal Rumble?
We'll do the Fatal 4-Way. We can do it real simple. Roman 1. Well,
did you see it going any other way?
Nope. It'd be an insult to everybody if it did. No disrespect to the other three people, but WrestleMania now apparently is a lock for Roman versus Cody. We'll put some air quotations on that because, that could be a triple threat.
I'm thinking that's going to turn into a triple threat. And it ain't the triple threat you're thinking.
Well, if it goes triple threat, that would give Cody the win, Roman the out, because you didn't beat me. You know,
but who's your third?
The third? It's got to be
CM. Who's your third? Mm-mm.
No? Who you got?
Your new board member, The Rock.
That's the one. That's the original. That's the original. But, you know, it's still in sway because now he's a board member. What does it look like if a member of the board is actually wrestling? That's kind of, in some terms, you can look at it as a conflict of interest.
I know.
But that's also Vince nepotism. Nepotism on his part. So, you know. But
Triple H.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a different regime. It's not, you know, the VKM run business anymore. It's UFC run business, TKO run business. And if they want that, then they get that. If they don't want that, then, you know, it becomes something different. But the key is Seth Rollins.
You got around on interviews talking about how good it would be to have that match. He pushing the match.
Because what are they selling? He's not selling the match. He's selling tickets. He's selling subscriptions to Peacock. Because what? He's a board member. That's going to get him more money. And since, you know, his daughter is now in charge, that'll get some eyes on NXT to get her some more money. And then he could go ahead and, you know, maybe buy an NFL team or something. So, you know.
He don't need to buy an NFL team. He got a whole league.
Well, yeah, but, you know, why stop there? KG can pretty much attest to, you know, everything that Magic Johnson has. He can name all that stuff off. Shoot, Magic Johnson even cured AIDS for himself. So, you know, there's a lot of things that The Rock can do.
Well, Perry says, not according to his interview on First Take, he's talking long-term storytelling.
Right, long-term meaning WrestleMania.
Not this WrestleMania.
Plus him wrestling that next year's WrestleMania fits the new Netflix deal. And see,
Roman's going to take some time off. That's also planned in the works as well for health reasons. And then we also have Seth Rollins in flux. So that means that if Seth Rollins may not be 100%, then it may not be a smart deal to have Seth versus CM Punk. It would be smarter to have CM Punk, Cody versus Roman. And then Seth can have, you know, a match that if he drops the belt, he could drop it to somebody and it's not going to, you know, doesn't have to be the most spectacular match versus the high expectations of Seth Rollins versus CM Punk.
It would be Gunther.
Right, which is fine. So Gunther could come out of there double champion. Damian Priest can cash in. You know, and then we can see how that goes just to get the cash in out the way. And he could cash in for the IC title.
He could cash in for the world title.
Or we still have that, you know, idea in play with, what's his name, Finn Balor, actually having his name on a contract. And that could come into play. But, you know, that could be a side story. But yet you still have the bigger story, which we saw at the ending of the Rumble, which is Cody versus CM Punk. Roman would be just kind of like the afterthought because we know there's going to be a title change. It'll be long enough. That gives, you know, Roman his break. He can rest up for a little bit, get healthy, and then come back strong. And then we could have The Rock be in play and all that other stuff can happen and it'll make sense. Possibly. But that Men's Royal Rumble was some bullshit. Now you can talk. You want some beef? You got beef on, or you just want to talk about it?
No, I just want to talk about it. It's just a thought. It was. I said this to my brother-in-law, and I said this to the kids. I said, you know, we need a surprise entrant, and we would like at 24, and I was like, it's got to be somebody that you don't expect. Somebody's not on the roster. Do like you did the women. You need to see that. And I was like, you know what would be great? I said, if you got Hulk Hogan at 30, he came in, won the whole thing, goes to WrestleMania and wrestles a hologram of Andre the Giant.
Oh, my God.
Your surprise entry was Andrade.
Boom, bang, pow, surprise.
That was your surprise. R-Truth coming out to Hogan's music. Hogan's music would pop off, and then Truth comes out like that to celebrate 40 years. But it was good to see, you know, the Hulkster, you know, hyping up his city and his area, the state.
Perry said a Seth dropping a Gunther.
Yep, that's what we covered there.
Cody versus Roman 2, no triple threat, no twist. That's the story. But Cody got to go over this time because you're going to lose. If Cody does not win, if he does not win at WrestleMania, if he does not win the title at WrestleMania, I think you're going to lose a lot of people.
No, he's got to go over.
And then where do you have CM Punk? You got to have CM Punk
involved. I think Cody and CM Punk leading up to Mania is going to be the story. Roman's going to do Roman. You know, we're not going to get anything extra special out of Roman's side of the coin. But them
in WrestleMania?
No, I'm saying CM Punk in Mania, it could even come to the fact that, you know, Punk just isn't happy that he lost to Cody tonight. And before we get to Mania, it could be, look, put your opportunity up. You that big and bad, you really think you're Dusty's son, you really think you're destined and ordained to finish the fight, to finish the story, put it up. One-on-one. If we don't get to what Perry is talking about there, no twist or triple threat, then let them have a match so that way if Cody's going to go, he's going to go 100% with no roadblocks because he's got to put CM Punk in the rear view. Kind of like what they were trying to do with Drew McIntyre, but Drew's perspective just wasn't believable. You know, CM Punk has more skin in the game. So again,
and Perry says, when a surprise.
Yeah, they'll be in a chamber, but you know this doesn't have to be a premium live event. I'm talking this could be a on Raw, just for ratings. Also, you know, as we're starting to segue to it, it'll be something big enough to kind of put the cloud of mystique and hiding over the whole Vince situation and all that other stuff that's still coming out. Let's have a massive thing on Monday night to get people talking, something built up to, you know, sleight of hand. Oh, you forget about this. And then we're WrestleMania season, and let's just keep that motion going since, you know, sponsorships and all that stuff is in play. And, you know, we don't want anybody else pulling out, and we got to make sure we have all this super events for every Monday and every Friday because the eyes of the world are on us. We need to, you know, do something. So, but like I said, those three is going to have some involvement leading up to WrestleMania. If I was a betting man, I'm trying to be, you know, a super winner all year, but at least my bet was right tonight. Isn't that right, KG?
What? Hey, Sumo, did you know today the 28th?
I know. It seemed like it was still the 27th. I don't know.
Yeah. I know, right? I missed my belt. So it's just been a whole day since I've seen my belt. Can you show it to me again? I mean, you know, I got this one, but I like to see the other one, you know. It was yesterday when you showed it to me. Help a brother out here.
And then we did realize that Andrade was not a surprise, but, you know,
right.
he was a surprise to those that don't watch AEW. So, yeah.
It'd have been a surprise if Charlotte hobbled out and gave him a kiss. Welcome him back to WWE.
Question: does he still use the figure eight as a finish?
Heck yeah! They got to do a mixed tag with the two of them.
But does he do it on his own? I see if he does it with in a tag match, but
yeah,
does he do it on his own?
Yeah, while she's gone, yeah. And then they can spin that. You know, he's paying homage to his wife, Charlotte Flair. You know. He could throw a thumbs up while he's in it or something, like, you know, all kind of stupid stuff. He could make it work.
And Perry say still going to be Seth versus Punk.
That's now Seth is able to wrestle. if Seth is able to wrestle. Not wishing him any ill wills, but, you know, I'd rather him be 100% so that way he can go forward than, you know, to not be, and then he gets injured again.
Or CM Punk and Gunther for number one contender.
Yeah. Like I said, having Gunther in play, if, you know, it's just a match to let Seth go ahead and go somewhere and rest and get healed up and do what he needs to do. Gunther is a great fit for that. It's his due to. Plus, those chops were vicious tonight or last night. So
I just think we didn't get Okada tonight. I would have liked to see Okada, especially with especially while Nakamura and Finn Balor were in and Punk and not Punk but Cody were in the ring together.
Yeah, not only that, but they was infusing so much culture into the ring at one time. You know, KG was a little off saying it was Little Mexico. I thought that was pretty messed up. But, you know.
Where'd that come from?
That's what he said. That wasn't me.
No.
I said, where'd that come from?
Hit him with the Mutombo. No. But either way, I mean, you know, that would have been cool to see. That would have been a great expected, but, you know, great surprise. I think they've done a good job introducing him.
Get in with the crew. He can't do it. He can't do it. Who's all that? And Andrade gave him the wave off like, get out of here.
He can't do that without Zelina Vega. You know, which I think, you know, that would be great for her to go back to him. I understand the LWO thing, but man, that was a duo. That was like Rusev and Lana. That was just a great pairing to have.
Agreed. As far as the figure eight, Andrade using the figure eight, Perry said, if the producers will allow it. And as far as Okada, he said, don't think he's coming. And exactly, Rush didn't approve that.
Yeah, Rush, he would have, yeah, in order to, he's talking about how Rush that's in AEW is one of the original Los Ingobernables with Andrade. Mm-hmm. Back when Andrade was under a mask as La Sombra. So they would like the two originals, two of the originals. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Andrade can do whatever he used to do. It's, you know, does he want to do that or not? Or, you know, he's coming in the face now. Say it again.
He may join the WO and bring some of them over to his to him.
Well, while we're talking, how much time would you put before we turn Dominic heel? I mean, Dominic face. More time?
Too good running heel.
Yeah, he's got too much. He's that.
Well, maybe another, 5 years? Just keep him in that lane? 2 years?
Five is too long. I'd say give it another year, especially with Ray being hurt. So they can't really finish it. We don't know how much longer Ray's going to be out. So I say give it another year and see what let Ray come back and then see what happens.
All right. And a sub-question to that is, how much shelf life do you think we have? Well, two-parters. How much shelf life do you think we have on the Judgment Day? You know, how longer can we, you know, just have them as a faction, a viable faction, A? And B, what would you say the end result or the payoff is with this R-Truth thing? Where do we go? Where are we going? Where can we end up?
Oh, they're going to end up jumping out R-Truth anyway. You know, not that he's jumped in, but still. They'll end up jumping R-Truth out. Huh?
He said he was jumped in.
He said he was jumped in. That don't mean he was jumped in just because he said it.
R-Truth showed up at the Women's Royal Rumble. So, I mean, how much can you take that as?
You say what Damian did to him after he got JD. How did he have JD get eliminated? So, yeah. So, now, as far as what will happen, as long as the Money in the Bank briefcase is in play, They can do whatever they need to do. The first person probably to leave would be Rhea, in my opinion. Especially since they are talking about how Rhea is making all these decisions for the group and, you know, going to Aldis? Yeah, going to Aldis about stuff, about making matches and making decisions for the group. You know, I can see them jumping her out first, keep it in it. But like I said, as long as the Money in the Bank briefcase is in play, I see the Judgment Day keeps going. Once the determination is made as to the contract and the cash in, then that's when you'll start seeing the cracks in the foundation.
So, and that thought process, we're at the end of days then, because it has to be used by Mania.
No, it doesn't.
Under the new rules, they've been doing
He has a full on the year that goes for him. It goes past Mania.
But what they've been doing is they've been, you know, using it before Mania. It's been a while since the Money in the Bank briefcase has crossed over to close to the next Money in the Bank pay-per-view. They've been popping that thing by hook or by crook by Mania the last, 3 to 5 years? So, you know, it's almost like they're just changing the rules a little bit. It has to be done by Mania. I think last year they said that, if I remember correctly. Michael Cole said something to that effect, that, you know, they have until WrestleMania to cash in their contract. I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive about that. They've definitely been, you know, popping it before WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Just some side thoughts, you know, out of curiosity, because, you know, you brought up the R-Truth thing. And the
Seth is vulnerable right now, you know. He's not going to be in any matches between now and then.
Right.
But they just catch him doing a promo or something in the ring and just decide to cash in on him.
Right. And that's why I said, you know, Seth is in flux. So, you know, Damian becomes champion, then, you know, before Mania, then where do we go? Why have CM Punk versus Damian Priest? I would do the Gunther thing. And then, you know, put CM Punk with Cody and Roman on night two. So, who knows?
Yeah, but I would prefer to have Gunther, CM Punk. How do we say it? Seth loses the Gunther. Gunther gets the belt. CM Punk comes in. They cash in on the winner between CM Punk and Gunther.
If Gunther gets it before Mania, that could be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which could be the Elimination Chamber if Seth has to be in it.
Right.
So, you know.
It doesn't have to be. But then again.
It depends on what they do this year.
Yeah, it kind of depends because, like you said, because Elimination Chamber will be one man, one woman, right?
Right.
So it would probably make more sense to do the Elimination Chamber for the world title, Seth's title, mm-hmm. because it may end up that be a championship match. Seth may have to drop the title because of his injury.
And the cash-in can happen then still.
So they make that a championship match.
Mm-hmm.
They make that a championship match and then determine who's going
to be a number one contender.
Number one contender for WrestleMania and then have Damian cash in on that.
Yeah, because we know Bayley versus Io is going to be that. For Mania, since they're wrapping up the damage control thing, yeah, because they're working towards.
You think it'll be
a face turn for Bayley?
Yeah, but I don't think that'll be the way they do it.
Bayley versus Rhea wouldn't make sense.
Why? Not
the butts in the seats. Rhea.
Why wouldn't it?
But when you have, which one do you think is going to sell out half the stadium? Rhea versus Bayley. No disrespect to Bayley because you're my girl. Or Rhea versus Nia, Rhea versus Jade, Rhea versus Becky Lynch. Any one of those three probably will be an elimination chamber. All three of them, let me put it that way. But any one of those three can win the EC and then still face the champion that wasn't picked. So either one of those three is going to put half of the stadium sold out, at least, on whatever night they're on. And then you're wrapping up the Bayley face turn because they've been doing it in house shows. You know, Bayley has been coming out talking bad to the crowd and stuff like that. She's been, you know, taking pictures with signs with the kids and not being old Bayley, you know, with the Bayley buddies, but she's been buddying up to people just, you know, as they're testing out to see if how people will react to it. And it's been favorable.
See, that's disappointing.
Out there of her, you know, smiling with the kids and I love Bayley signs and she's all hugging up and stuff. When they wear San Francisco stuff, she's doing that and marking out.
Okay, disappointed because I was hoping to see Bayley versus Rhea. Bayley, in my thought process, Bayley wins Royal Rumble, picks Rhea, goes to Mania, loses to Rhea, then they drop the damage control, drops her, and she turns face.
But see, that's the thing. That's the expected route. So why would you want to pay to watch her lose to Rhea Ripley? Wouldn't it be more money in your pocket to pay to see which one of those three could potentially beat Rhea? And then you've got Bayley versus Io, a built-in storyline. You also got to think about Mania and the way they like to tell those daggone, you know, Oscar-like vignettes. So, you know, you're leading up to how it all came about and all this stuff and how the rift happened with the Kabuki Warriors and forming together. And it seemed like Bayley was on the outs and she's cutting promos to save face about how it was all her idea. You know, Bayley is going to get, you know, attacked by what's her name? The fourth member. What's the Australian? I'm totally brain farting on. Dakota Kai. So Dakota's going to show up, you know, hit Bayley, and then they just going to jump her, whatever it may be. And then that's why she's going to pick Io. And then you've got 3-on-1. How's Bayley going to overcome that? And she started cutting her face promos and, you know, leaning into, you know, Eddie Guerrero and all this other stuff and, you know, pull at the heartstrings. And, you know, she may even, you know, for that match at WrestleMania, do her hair in a Bayley style or whatever. You know, she can go there if she wants to go there because, like I said, the fans have been receptive. And then she can win the championship. Then we can have Charlotte come back. Then, you know, hopefully by that point or you know, we can see where Jade ends up and, you know, there's other opportunities there depending on what they do on the Raw side. And you can make something of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
Bayley versus Io only makes about to say who Barry Sanders. Story's already there. And Rhea versus Becky at WrestleMania. All right, it's about that time.
We can tell you're tired. So as we get close to 1 o'clock on this reaction show, we're gonna talk about one last thing. May get the KG's, you know, the tip of KG's head all sweaty and stuff like that, you know. So our boy, well, who used to be our boy, because we can't claim him anymore because he out there surpassing R. Kelly and what he doing on people's foreheads. But Vince is out officially or pushed out because it wasn't he just made that decision. It's, hey, man, if the Wall Street Journal is basically printing a Law and Order episode about you, yeah, you got to go. you officially bad for business from the TKO standpoint. But what I read today that I thought was interesting, because we're not going to go in super detail, because you can go out and just Google it and you'll see these text messages and stuff. There's reports saying that the reason that Shane actually left the first time in the 2000s is because he was discovering this nefarious stuff and was like, I ain't got time for that. Dad, if you're not going to stop, then I can't be a part of this. Because, yeah, you know, I'm quite sure it was like, hey, son, you want to come in here and, you know, we need a fourth, basically. You know, we ain't talking about card playing. Ain't no spades going on in this situation here. You know,
golf.
For real.
They ain't playing golf.
That's right. You know, maybe some tonsil hockey, but that's about it. So what's your thoughts on it, as PG as we can get? Because, like I said, you know, the Wall Street Journal, and, you know, I'm waiting for Olivia and Stabler to get back together and start investigating this case. You know, a couple gung gongs and a Jack McCoy closing argument on this one. This mess is hot off the press.
In the words of the great philosopher Riley Freeman, I see P coming, I move. She saw P coming, she stayed. Now, where does personal responsibility fall in this situation?
Man.
I'm just saying, hey, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, you might be a little freaky diggy and want to, you know, hook up with the wrestlers and whatnot. And, you know, you got a pimp named Slickback helping you out with that. But, bruh, come on now. And then you start snitching once you not get paid. All of a sudden, you owe me $2 million. Okay. I'm gonna start letting some folks know about your vices, so to speak. But yeah, Vince, man, Vince is out there, buddy. I mean, and according to some other wrestlers out there, the worst hasn't been exposed yet. It's still some even worse scenarios out there. I mean, who knows what's about to come out now? But
I'm scared, because I don't know how more worse. I mean, you know, I said, as they were talking about it and I was reading it, I'm thinking about, like, well, you know, Chappelle's Show, they had that nice little skit where, you know, I'm not going to believe it unless, you know, R. Kelly's grandma is standing next to it, you know, when it's happening and recording a video talking about, that's my Robert. You know, I was like, well, then maybe, just maybe, I may believe that. But, yeah, you know, my man Vince said, R. Kelly, I can top him. Let me turn around. It's like, well, I guess if you have to go in the moment. But I'm not even mad at Vince at that situation. I'm mad at the dude that's looking at Vince turn around and do this. Because I'm like, you know it got on you too. For real. Like, ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? And he old, so it's not like it's clumped together. That's probably some explosive stuff coming out the shaft there, trying to paint the picture without going there.
So, he's,
you know, we got some explosive stuff coming out, and you just right there. It's like, dude, you got to stop that one. You got to pause. Like, hey, man.
Okay.
You're going a little too far, Vince. Okay. We can't, nah, dog. Nah. I'm not gonna be there. My, you know, Jimmy Wang Yang ain't gonna be there in the line of fire.
Hold on.
Between Vince and the Nut Apples tonight, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
Nut Apples is the theme of the night with Carlito and that dang old apple out of his trunks. But yeah, everything that's been said in Wall Street Journal, it's all allegedly.
Oh,
so you have to say allegedly.
All right, okay, you can put allegedly on it, but I don't, you know, come on now. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
I bet you there's a video. True. Mm.
Hope not.
You know, come on now.
But here's the thing. You have to look at it like this. Whatever happened you know, whatever you feel about it, whatever happened, it is crazy. And then he's pretty much got the Chris Benoit sentence. So he's been erased from everything. Now, you look at this whole situation, and I mean, of course, we're keeping it as PG as possible. We all have our feelings about it. And I was telling my wife yesterday when the news first broke, I said, it's crazy. The first thing most people's minds go to is she doing this for money? What didn't she get, you know? And it seems it's crazy. That's the first thing that everybody goes to, because we've seen so many situations where it wasn't because you were upset about it. It wasn't because you were done wrong. It was because you didn't get that final payment, and it was all about money. And we've seen it so many times, and it's like you've gotten to the point where now that's where you're at. So it's like this situation. I'm looking at, you know, replies on Twitter and stuff like that, and people are saying, I never knew Vince had it in him to talk like that. Like, really? Like, what? We talking about 78-year-old Vince McMahon. Like, dog. Ew. Apparently, the Vince McMahon, the Mr. McMahon character we've seen on TV since, what, 97? 96, 97? Yeah, the one that was cultivated over in Tennessee. And then put on TV, apparently, you know, some parallels to real life, allegedly.
Yeah, and, he did call Booker the N-word on national television.
What I'm scared of is when the name's going to start coming out, because the next person in the firing line is Michael Hayes, allegedly.
Well, no. I heard it's Laurinaitis next in line.
Well, he's already been in the line of fire. Well, Michael Hayes, his conversations hasn't been talked about in at least 10, maybe 15 years of, you know, alleged inappropriate conversations with the Divas back then. Well, he wasn't talking too much, but you know me. So when names start coming out, I mean, there's already some people that are commenting, but they're commenting in a way that is kind of like, did you do something? You sound kind of interesting. You know, it's not like you're just making a comment.
That were involved.
Say it again.
The article did say there were some wrestlers that were involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially talk about UFC fighter who they were trying to resign.
No, but I'm talking about, you know, the women that, you know, there's some, when those names start coming out, that's what I'm afraid of. That may have been in that situation. Because, you know, exposés are great, but, you know, some people may not want to relive that. You know, I know she's opening up, trying to open up a can of worms for whatever reasoning. But, you know,
well, yeah, this is far as the wrestlers and the women are concerned, mm-hmm. you know, Vince still has an in. He calls himself being resigned. We've seen this before, but you know, he still has an in. He's got that one person that's still in position.
He don't even need him. I mean, what's his name? Bruce
Pritchard. I love you.
He don't need Pritchard. They need him. Just the name recognition of him in association with everything that happens at WrestleMania season while he's alive, that's negotiation. That's vision. That's still part of the every fiber that's sewn into WWE at this point. So he's always, as long as he's breathing, going to have an in from the money perspective.
Well, hold on. Perry said he hasn't been with Linda for 20 years. I thought it was longer than that. It was just for show.
Yeah, right. I thought so too.
He also says, which is why TKO is rumored to be cleaning them out next. So we start seeing some firings from some stalwarts, some heavy hitters. We know what it got to do with, but also the memes that are flying around.
Oh yeah,
the memes. Oh, Chris Benoit and Pat Patterson are waiting for Vince and Hill. And what's crazy?
Guess what's happening about all this situation coming out? Not talk bad about anybody on a Sunday. Not trying to get struck down, but as a certain passer. That is like, whoo, glad they're not thinking about me right now.
Not even going there. Not going to do
it. I'm just saying. It's amazing how the world works.
Here's a question.
On our private chat, it's only going to be a matter of time before the next one happens.
Somebody was swallowed.
I said I wasn't going to do it.
What is it like to be swallowed?
And Perry said he's going to have to sell his stocks too. So yeah, it's going to be a full separation. But here's my question:
I don't think he's going to have to sell his stock because him being him having shares in the company has nothing to do with the optics of the company. He owns it. No, he owns the shares.
Here's the thing:
that can go ahead. I'm sorry. Say what you're going to say, but
no, I got a question. This question to YouTube gentleman and Perry in the comments. The things that was alleged to have happened with Pat Patterson and him allegedly sexually harassing performers of the male persuasion, why didn't that come out? It never came to light until after his death. Like, everybody's always spoke so highly of Pat Patterson.
Well, we talk about a different situation for a different time. You can't talk about that back then.
But even during the Me Too movement, when everything was coming out during the Me Too movement, why didn't these things about Pat Patterson and filling up wrestlers and grabbing them and stuff like that, why didn't that come out during the Me Too movement? It seems like all the dirt came to the surface after his death, and it's like, okay, it's nothing you can do about that. You can't atone for that. And Perry says, not everything. He also says, family-owned company, easy to hide. Yeah, it does, fam. Sorry about Vince's total separation. That's bad for biz and the optics. He will have to divest and sell. That's what I believe. Just to get him away from everything.
He's going to sell what he wants to make money. But like I told y'all, we talking about old money. And we talking about, not to get political, but the right side of the coin. Those two things together mean that money is going to stay exactly where it is. The only thing that they're going to race is, like you said, the Chris Benoit side, where you won't have the overt references, or, Vince will actually be on his do not speak list, for when it comes down to commentating and the opening crawls and all that stuff. And I guess what Peacock curates now. So they may have to pull out the McMahon era out of the Attitude era and stuff like that as well.
That's like if that's a sandwich, that's like the other piece of meat.
They've already censored it. They've already censored it. So we know it can be done. And that was just off of, people being put in hearts and soft. Now we're talking about another situation. So we know they can, just take that stuff off the streaming service. Just take it off. So that way you can't find it if they wanted to. But as far as the money, that's too long money. And he's got a buddy out there that potentially, will be the nominee that has done probably equally as much. And he's going to be a nominee for president of the United States, and he ain't lost no money yet. So don't think that Vince has got to, he got to give up all his money, whatever. And then even in that thought, all he's got to do is one thing, gift it to his family. Slide that money. That money is not leaving the McMahon household unless he decides to give it away to something. That's his. He's vested.
Perry says they're public. He will have to sell. Research it. I think he will. Nope. I mean, because you want to get rid of every single piece of him. If you go on race,
if he had to sell, he would have had to sell it. Let's say if they were that demanding, he would have had to sell it the first time. That money ain't going nowhere. Vince McMahon is not going to be broke.
Hold on. It wasn't this detailed the first time. And Perry said his stocks in TKO, not his money.
But TKO stock is new. WWE, you know, vested stock is what I'm talking about. You know, the Vince made money, which he's got more of that than he's got TKO money. He got paid from TKO, but his WWE money, the billions upon billions of stock that he can leverage, that is not going anywhere. That's what, you know, they were talking about. But TKO, he could sell that off. It doesn't even matter to him. That's chump change because he just got it. That's, I don't even know what the amount of shares it is, but that's like a tenth of what he has on the official WWE side of it. That's vested. Once it's vested, it's yours. You don't have to sell with yours. You know, you could be a criminal and be a millionaire, but that don't mean you got to give up your millions because you committed a crime. It's still your money in the bank. Now, if you never get out, you may not be able to go to the bank to get it. Maybe somebody nice in your family could put it on your books, but it's still your money. You just ain't getting out of jail. But you're going to be making sure that ain't nobody grabbing you in your cell at night because you're going to be giving up a lot of ramen noodles and snacks and stuff for the rest of your life. But, you know, that's how that goes. That stuff is real. So, either way, we'll keep you well abreast because you see how I just hit that because we can't go over even as low as late night, a reaction show. We got to make sure we stay in the parameters of what it is. Did you show my belt again, by the way, for, you know, Sunday? Did you show the Sunday belt? You know, it's different from the Saturday belt. Just checking. Oh, there it is. Man, I almost forgot what it looked like 24 hours ago. It looked a little different. Maybe it wasn't as shiny as it is on a Sunday.
Ladies,
speaking of Sunday, make sure you watch the Sunday rise. So, you know, as that glistens when the sun hits it on Sunday, thinking about me winning, then you could also get to talk about hopefully the Ravens winning by the end of tomorrow. And who cares on who's on the other side of Super Bowl coin? We just need my man Lamar to get out there and put in his work. KG, you want to add some more plug into that, what y'all going to talk about, or was that pretty much the gist of it?
Well, I mean, we're going to – it's Championship Sunday, so you know what we're talking about. That's no doubt. Myself, the boss, BJ, if I'm not mistaken, the Midnight Rider will be on special assignment later on in the morning. So that's that. Make sure you join us 11:30 tomorrow morning. Well, 11:30 this morning. So you got what? 10 hours? To get on up with us, so
that's right. Get on up with the rise. That gives you about 8 hours of Fort Mose drinking. If you've already picked that up, courtesy of our discount that you see down below, make sure you go ahead and utilize that. And then Sumo, is there any events that's coming that you'll be filling us in on for a future That's Just Nubian?
February 11th, there'll be a big show. There'll be Okada's last match under New Japan Pro Wrestling. He wrestled his last match under contract a couple of mornings ago in a six-man tag match championship match, which he, Tanahashi, and Ishii retained the six-man titles. And at the end of the match, Okada made his speech to Corican Hall saying that they were going to vacate the belts. So, That was, like I said, that was his last match under contract. He'll have one more match with Hiroshi Tanahashi in a singles match, and then he'll be done with New Japan after that. There'll also be some other championship matches on that card. Tama Tonga's last match will be coming up here soon in New Japan. He'll be giving up his position with New Japan Pro Wrestling to be with his family in the United States. But that's pretty much what's going on right now. CW will start showing NWA Power on the CW app for free here soon. So you can be looking out for that if anybody that wants to get interested in NWA and what's going on there with them. You got another pay-per-view coming up with TNA. It'll be showing up here in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be looking at that as well. Yeah, just a lot going on. And I'll keep you posted once everything goes down.
Perry said there's not Vincent stock. It's TKO now. I agree with this right here. No Swifties, go Ravens. Damn it, that's right. And a message for the sumo. Go back and watch Effie versus Mance.
Oh yeah, Effie versus Mance Warner. There's been some beef with them. They're both part of the Second Gear crew, which is a independent wrestling crew that's pretty much based in Game Changer Wrestling, GCW. But they've been moving around to MLW and some other independents. Effie was part of that group, and Mance Warner has gotten into a beef with him, saying that, you know, they aren't friends anymore, that Effie has changed and whatnot. Effie also has a show that he does every year called The Big Gay Brunch that is going to be going on here soon. So I'll keep you appraised of that as well, because there's going to be some interesting matches on that card that'll probably be of interest to folks. So, I do need to check that out and see what's going on, because that's probably going to be a bloody match. It'll probably be a very hardcore match.
All right. Well, KG, I'll let you close us out.
Perry said that was today. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday night into Sunday morning. Man, get up with us. I'm getting comments here. Bussy versus Mansoor and Mace was main evented.
Yeah, Mansoor and Mace, of course, you know them from WWE. They were with the Maxxine Dupri and all that. And when before LA Knight changed his name to when he was Max Dupri.
Yeah, you know, Maxxine male models.
Maxxine models, right. So those are the same versus Bussy. Yeah, that's not Boosie, but Bussy. And that's exactly what you think it means. That's the tag team of Effie and his tag partner, who is a female, Allie Catch.
Okay.
That's the tag team. So, yeah.
Okay.
That was the main event of the Big Gay Brunch.
There you go.
All right. So, like I said,
bring us home, KG, because you got about a minute some change, or you're gonna get us in trouble.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday night. Hope you enjoy Royal Rumble. I'll be back in the morning. These two guys be back on Saturday. Gentlemen, don't you got something to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, motherfucking chant.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Diversify your bonds.